Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for this morning, the fourth Sunday after Advent, is taken from 2 Samuel, beginning at chapter 7, verse 20. Now when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all of his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent." And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent for my dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all the people of Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, and that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. Violent men and violent men shall afflict them no more, as formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declared to you that the Lord will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
"Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion,
O daughter of Jerusalem.
Behold, your king is coming to you,
righteous and having salvation.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
From the house of the Lord we bless you."
The epistle lesson for this morning is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 16, beginning with verse 25. "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writing has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please go ahead.
Thank you.
Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us join in. Excuse me. Let us join. I should have coughed on that side. That was in my sleeve. Let us join together in confessing our faith in the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man.
And was crucified also for us
under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeded from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
So how many of you are going to be here for Christmas Day? Who's not going to be here? Okay, everybody look at them and shame them. Say, Merry Christmas.
Be nice.
I was. I said be Merry Christmas. No, you're forgiven. We'll miss you. That wasn't as dramatic as the angel Gabriel, though, coming to Mary and the Annunciation, where, you know, she's told that she's going to be the mother of God's Son. What an announcement. You know, the whole thing kind of reminds, well, that kind of, it does remind me of the truth of God's Word, where it talks about God shaming the wise of this world with the things he does. It's foolishness, the way God, at least to the world, it's foolishness the way God acts. You'll hear people who will be critics of certain parts of the story of the birth of Jesus. You know, from this announcement, for one, to the Magi that come from the east following the star. You know, skeptics wanna scoff at that whole story right there. But God chooses the weak things of the world to show his strength. God chooses the things that seem insignificant to the world to show his power. And there's no difference here when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and announces this great thing that's about to happen. She doesn't doubt the angel's word. She doesn't say, but I'm not yet married to the angel. She doesn't say anything else other than, how shall this be since I am a virgin? You know? I guess in a way, all that other stuff is wrapped in there. Well, I'm not married yet. But then there's also the announcement that the angel tells her about her cousin, Elizabeth, who in old age is now 6 months pregnant. Again, God choosing that which seems insignificant to the world. Her, you know, she was not Elizabeth. Hear what he says about Elizabeth, though. She who was known as barren. How would you like to be known that in all of Israel? You're talking about old barren over there. But God takes that which seems small or insignificant and does something wonderful and great. Takes the weak and shows his strength. This strength is seen in weakness. And that's so true, and it's so true that we understand that and know that, especially in our time. I guess it would apply to every time, truly, because we often look to the strength of a nation for identifying where power lies. We're known as the superpower. Already said it right there with that. You know, of course, we have that as a title because of our nuclear capabilities. That's how it all started. We were now a superpower. We were beyond where other nations were. So that's where power seemed to have been held, right there in this country. And to an extent, sure, but human power wanes. Human power grows weak. It always does. There's not going to be any difference for us as we can see in history. History shows that every nation that rises, eventually it will grow weaker. But that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying we're going to grow weaker in our time. Maybe we will, maybe not. Maybe the strength of America will continue way beyond the troubles we see ourselves in currently. But the most important thing is not to look to the strength of nations, but to look to the God who is our Savior. Mary was told this child of hers, his name would be Jesus. He will be known as the Son of the God Most High. What a wonderful gift God gives the world, and He does it in such an inconspicuous way. A young woman becomes pregnant. To the world, that may seem insignificant. Well, we know to Joseph it wasn't insignificant when he found out she was pregnant. He was going to quietly put her, divorce her, just quietly do that. Now, y'all understand that in the culture of that day and in that region of the world and in Israel, that a person who was betrothed was considered already committed in a relationship more than just, oh, here's an engagement ring. No, this was a binding thing. It wasn't something one exited out of without a divorce. So he was going to do the gentlemanly thing, I suppose, and just do it quietly, not to bring about any disturbance. But then the angel Gabriel comes to him and says, oh, don't do that, because what's happening here is from the hand of God. Not, you know, what you're thinking, as the world would perhaps think. And it did indeed, because in some of the writings of the Jewish leaders after Jesus' ascension and as Christianity grew in Israel, there were writings that came out and even said that Mary, that Jesus was an illegitimate son. So, I mean, the world is the world, and the world acts as it does, always has and always will. It doesn't matter how more advanced we are in technology. It doesn't matter how strong we are militarily. It just doesn't matter. We will always act the way we do because we are sinners. And we are weak. And God does not turn His back to our weakness. Instead, He uses it. He comes to us. He comes to us. And He offers us salvation. He offers us Himself. Jesus comes into the world not as a mighty king, but as a baby. And He goes on growing up as someone who is insignificant, the son of a carpenter. Learning a trade, practicing that trade, making a living in that trade until the age of 30. And then His life takes off in terms of why He came. To go to the cross and to die. But He just looked like any other person, didn't He? I mean, that's how the Jewish leaders saw Him. The Pharisees, the scribes, they saw Him not as the Son of the Most High God. They saw Him as the son of Mary and Joseph. They went, we know your parents. But He was more, and we know that. And God's power is seen in His meekness. He is gentle and kind and loving, and He truly loves everyone. Even the one who wanted to stop Him. He loved everyone so much that He was willing to submit to their authority, to their strength, to be crucified. There is that weakness again. There it is. All for the world to see. How can He be God? You Christians are crazy. He was crucified. What a weak God you have. It is the strength of God. It is the power of God. Because Jesus carries our burdens, our sins, our trespasses, all of them he carried onto that cross. He paid the debt we owe. He didn't owe that debt. That's the big part of this gift that the angel announces to Mary. He is the Son of the God Most High. He is the One. He is Jesus. That's his name because he will save his people. And who are his people? You are his people. The world is filled with his people. All those who believe this story, this weak story, this implausible story, all who believe and trust that Jesus died for your sins, that God did this, God saved us, are his people. For we have faith, the faith of Abraham, because we trust God's word. We have heard it and we have believed it. Mary heard that word and she believed it. How shall this be since I am a virgin? And the angel told her that God will come upon you. God himself will bring this about. The angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. That is how. But if she wanted to know more, how will he be all of these things? That's what you're going to learn as he grows, as you care for him, as you love him. You will see as he goes out to do his Father's will. You will see one day an empty tomb where he was laid after dying. You will see these things, Mary. The angel could have said all of that, but he just leaves it with this, how this will be. He doesn't get into the bigger part. He just says about this child that he is the Son of God. Then he gets into that wonderful message about Elizabeth. See what God is doing. Doesn't even explain what the child that's in Elizabeth's womb is there for. He just makes that point that your cousin who is older than you, who is in advanced ages, pregnant 6 months already. Doesn't get into who this is, but we know what happens when Mary goes over to see Elizabeth. And the ministry of Elizabeth's child begins because John, in the womb of Elizabeth, leaps for joy. The little things, the insignificant, the things that the world just walks on by and doesn't give a second look, that's where God is. That's where he's moving and doing things. We don't see it. We don't understand it. Because God is working through each of us. God is bringing his salvation and his word to people who haven't heard it yet, through people like you and me. Through some kindness, perhaps. Through the proclamation of the Christmas story once again. Because the world loves hearing the Christmas story, though the world doesn't believe it. They still like to hear it. Why? Tradition. Why? Because it's not Christmas without it. Even those who get caught up in the Santa Claus and commercialism of the holiday like to hear this story. What an opportunity for God's people, his children, to share the good news. It's a good season, perhaps even more so now, with the way everything. There are blessings that are seen in the ways God moves. And so we give Him thanks. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. All that we have is thine alone. We trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Please rise for the prayer of the church. Pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Most High, you have saved us in the incarnation of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of Mary. In everything let it be to us according to your word. Give us faith to believe that nothing is impossible with you, and so to pray boldly in childlike confidence, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Most High, you have revealed in Christ Jesus the mystery kept secret for long ages, now made known to all nations through the prophetic and apostolic scriptures. According to your eternal command, give us faithful preachers of your gospel to bring about the obedience of faith. Bless Matthew, our Senate President, Michael, our District President, Wayne, our Circuit Visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Strengthen your holy church in every place, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Most High, hear our prayers on behalf of our nation, its president, all legislators and judges, and those newly elected to serve. Preserve their lives and guide their actions for the good of our people. Give peace among the nations of the earth, and preserve us from pestilence and famine, war and bloodshed, sedition, rebellion, and every evil. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Most High, grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessing. Look with compassion on the lonely, the depressed, and the despairing. Grant healing to the sick and give peace to the anxious and dying. Especially we lift up to you, Pastor Scott and Judy Stallings, Larry Polk, Peggy Spitzenberger, Robert Galavias, Alfred Durston, Don and Donna Kuhlner, Nelson Meyer, Gloria Habman, Pat Bias, Jackie Roche, Robert and Donna Knopf, and Wilfred DeFoe, and Shirley Powers. Comfort all who mourn with the certain hope of the resurrection, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Most High, grant that all who receive your Son's body and precious blood may do so in repentance and faith and the unity of a true confession. Work in us this Christmas a love and desire for your blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Most High, we give you thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the key of David and the scepter of the house of Israel. By his death, he has opened the kingdom of heaven and closed the gates of hell for all who trust in him. By his resurrection, he has rescued the prisoners who sat in darkness in the shadow of death. Grant that as we recall with thanksgiving his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent in glory at the last day. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take ye, this is my body which is given for you. This is in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon your favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. We'll have a guiding number for us, please.
No. Okay.
Well, we will close with the... go ahead. Go right ahead.
Good morning. We want to invite you all back for coffee and donuts or
refreshments
and fellowship all after the service, and for which we'll have our adult Bible class, and I guess that'll be it because there's no Sunday school to share. And then I want to remind you of the Christmas Day service on December the 25th at 9 o'clock.
Be there.
Or be square.
Well, I'll have to be square. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Is there any other announcements? Yes. Okay. As far as refreshments, there's cookies and there's peanut butter with Hershey Kisses. So if you have peanut butter, don't eat them. If you have an allergy, but I think they're fine. And then there's some also cheese spread, jalapeno jelly over cream cheese and crackers. So some, there's a little bit of salty and sweet. And hot chocolate. There's hot chocolate available. It's hot water in the gallon thermos. You just have to unscrew it and pop it up. It's easy. It won't just pop. You got to unscrew the little thing and pop it up. But there's hot water for hot chocolate. And then also, if you are wanting to go to the LWML retreat on January 22nd, 23rd, that's Friday night and Saturday, so like mid-afternoon, I need to know today because I need to tell the people in Corpus because they're hosting. This year, we can go and just relax and enjoy it. We don't have to work, so we don't have registration or anything. We can go and have a retreat, so we're excited. So please come. And it's going to be safe. People are going to wear, we're going to have masks. We're going to social distance, and the rooms will be individual. Usually there's three beds. But unless somebody wants to room together, like if mom went, I could room with her, we'd be okay. But they're going to be individual rooms, unless specified otherwise. So instead of sharing rooms. So that will be. But anyway, I need to know today so that I can tell Coastal Bend. I just keep saying Corpus. So Coastal Bend, yeah. It's only $50. Because we pick up half of it with LWML. That's why, one of the things we work for. So you don't have to pay me today. Just tell me your name and please come. I know I'm planning to go. I think she was planning to come. And, let me know. All right.
Anything else? If not, let's close with hymn 383. Please rise.